Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we? Friday is here.
Hello.
It is Oro.
You are the fastest typer I think I've ever met, Jade. Look at you go. Can you give us a little sample?
I don't think I'm that quick.
Tap.
No. Well, now I'll be under pressure and I'll stuff
think,
it up.
Put your mic down.
I think Jade is not the fastest, but the loudest.
hang on. Let me tap back.
That's just you pressing backspace a lot.
Actually, no. Quite slow.
Yeah, just really loud.
Could never work in an office.
Glad we did that experiment.
Do you remember, Crevo, back in the days of working in an office? Mm. I don't know if you had to do this, but were you ever tested on your typing speed?
No, I didn't have to type that much. It was more just like filling in a couple of numbers in software. It was not really a big typing job.
People in the office, when I worked in an office, used to like get so stressed out when their test day would come.
Really?
You'd have to like type a document in front of the boss and they'd record how many words per minute.
What office was this? What's happening at?
Staples.
You were only there for like a month.
No, it wasn't. It was more like four. But still.
Did
like,
you ever get tested?
Yeah.
How fast can you type?
I can't remember now. There is actually an online test you can do.
Yeah, I effing hated it when at school. It's like when we got computer rooms because we were that generation when computers just sort of got rolled out. And we had this stupid computer class and you had to sit there and, like, learn how to type, like, you know, with the proper hands on the right buttons.
See, that's good. I wish I got that. I don't have that.
Oh, it was nasty. I don't do it. I just hated it. I've never had I could never work in, like, an office. Actually, that's not true because I have. But
Who does the most typing? Is it a court scribe? What's that name, the person that types everything in the courtroom?
I don't know. My mum has worked in the courtroom, but she never had that job. I think it's different now because I think they...
Parliament House as well. They're just like record keepers.
Yeah, my mum's a clerk.
A stenographer.
There you go.
I was looking for that word.
She doesn't have to do that.
They're a trained transcriptionist, which means they record spoken word into written copy and they do it fast.
Do you know what's incredible also? People who can do shorthand, that's next level stuff as well.
Well, here's another interesting thing about the stenographer. I didn't know this. They use a special keyboard that has less keys than a normal keyboard.
Oh, well, then
really?
That makes their job a lot easier.
Well, you have to learn to retype again using these special keyboards.
Short keys.
It doesn't take long to pick up that.
Shorthand.
I don't know. You have to be quick.
Like, just show you. I'm just going to show you guys a picture right now. And if you're at home listening to this right now.
You can Google it on your own time.
Google shorthand writing because it makes no sense. But the person reading it understands completely.
They're not typing shorthand though. They just have like less like caps lock tab, all those things probably gone.
No, shorthand's physically with a pen.
Yeah, but not. I'm talking about a stenographer.
Yeah, I'm talking about something different.
They type a minimum of 200 words a minute.
Wow,
yeah, look,
that's
it is
great.
Impressive. I was
that's
playing
amazing.
It down, but yeah.
Some up to,
it's
get
pretty
this,
good.
Some up to 375 words a minute.
You give me stats Ooh. Like that and I'm impressed.
Me too.
Very good.
I like stats.
My birthday tomorrow.
Oh, this
another
is
reason to talk about it.
Another exciting moment.
What are you doing?
What are you going to do? You're having breakfast with Jade, are
I don't
you?
Know what I'm doing yet.
You
I'm like
excited.
I want to go to Sydney, but I'm...
Well, your mum's not well, but also you've got to come back on Sunday anyway.
I know. I'm doing like a night's broadcast.
To be honest, I don't think you should go. I reckon you should just stay.
To what?
Well, but the thing is,
because then
like,
you can paint the fence with Jade tomorrow.
No, it's not about painting the fence, but like it's just that you've got to come back Sunday. So what time realistically you have to leave at 6 a.m, so you may get one full day there if you leave today.
Yeah,
so,
not worth it. Not worth it.
Like, in my mind, it's not worth it, but.
Especially,
you know,
taking the transport as well.
Maybe I'll go Thursday after the show because my party is on the Saturday. So
yeah.
I can just come back on like Friday morning or Friday afternoon or something.
Friday afternoon. So you leave Thursday, come back Friday night.
Or Saturday morning, real early.
Come back with your mate Lee. He's meant to be coming up Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Just don't go too early because then you'll be tired.
No. So his mate. So if you leave Friday and you come back with your mate on Saturday morning, it's not too bad because you've got to lift back. But
that's
the thing
true.
Is,
yeah.
You
going
need
there.
To make sure though you guys are back early because he likes to sleep in and dawdle. So the thing is, you
Lee?
Need...
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He's up at like 5 a.m. babe.
But anyway,
you
need to set up your party.
The gays are coming. I can already sense it. I'm starting to talk like it. Hey, babe.
It's so true. You do.
You start saying doll more and stuff.
Hey, doll.
You
hey,
get
babe.
A little bit catty as well. No, I don't. You do. I'll point it out next time.
All of my friends think I've turned into this straight masculine beast living in Newcastle.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it turn them on?
No, I don't know. There's nothing like that happening with my friendships.
Yeah,
circle.
I know, but I just ask.
Let's, no, well, I don't
still
know. Maybe
mates
it does.
With someone and find them sexy.
Maybe like, it does. I don't know.
You have to ask them.
You should have just said yeah and just took the compliment.
Thanks, Jane.
Just some love advice there from Jade. Mm. How to live your life.
I'm having a sugar crash now. Yeah. I've had so much sugar today.
To be honest, I think we all are. I think you've been nibbling on that cake Revo made all morning.
Oh, I feel like such a fat beast.
Oh, don't even get me started on feeling fat. Oh.
God, this has taken a positive turn.
Sorry. Enjoy your Friday. Are we done?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yes. Bye. Oh, bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Morning, guys. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. How
good
are
morning.
We?
Good morning.
Feel great. It's a Friday.
Yay. And you know what's even better about this Friday is that we're one Friday away from a long weekend.
Well, that's true.
4 days coming up next week.
That's some classic Jade optimism, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and we're one Friday closer to Christmas.
I've got a better one for you. We have 2 4-day weeks coming up.
How good does that sound, everyone?
It's like we're living in the Netherlands or something.
I know. some European country where they're really progressive.
Bring that down under. What's everyone's plans for the weekend, just real quick?
I'm going to my friend's engagement party.
Oh, that's cool.
Which will be cool tomorrow. Yeah. Like slowly over time, because it was planned ages ago, as all of like the COVID restrictions have unwound.
Yeah.
Like there's been like
more
increased
weddings.
Well, no, like increased stuff that has gone into the invitation. Like it's a Facebook event.
Oh, good.
So like, oh, now we can do this. Like now we can do this.
Are you feeling
cool?
Is that why part of the reason why you proposed to Emmy? You're feeling the pressure amongst your friendship
group? Yeah, because all your mates are popping it and getting hitched.
So many weddings.
I mean,
come on, Mark. Come on,
not Mark. At all is the answer to that.
Are you guys having a engagement party?
No. Oh. No plans.
No. I'm surprised because you like to entertain.
Yeah, I don't know. Just didn't feel it.
Interesting.
Like doing it.
Interesting. Matthew.
Millionaire Mark Titus.
We have to talk about you real quick. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
31.
Don't you hate when they fall on a weekend? You don't get any of the accolades during the week of work.
I know.
It's
but
terrible.
We're giving it to you now.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
That's
do
all
you feel
I get.
The love?
Yeah. What did you surprise me with?
There's no surprises today.
You said, in fact, like, I think it was.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. You go, we're not doing any more show birthdays, guys. It's a wrap, all
except
right?
Except for me, of course.
Oh, is that the exception to the rule,
now
are
I
you?
Know how you feel, Crevo, because you've had 2 birthdays, I think, that have fallen on the weekend. There hasn't been much happening.
Yeah, well, there's no need for all that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thanks, guys.
That's okay.
Happy birthday,
You get your present next week. I told you that.
Yeah, you've got it. You're having a party. It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
But moving along to Love It or Loathe It, guys... there's a fair bit happening about spreadsheets. I want to get your thoughts on
what
it in a second.
What a way to start a Friday morning and weekend
Can I just wind that back and just before we get into all the excitement that is spreadsheets and say, good morning, Jackson.
Hello.
Good morning.
He's already asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
And good morning, Maddie from the newsroom.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, hey, guys. Well, the music ran out. I was moving things along.
Okay. So we're doing Love It or Loathe It on spreadsheets next.
Yeah, but there's a real big clincher because some woman's boyfriend has been keeping costs. So there's something else I got to, you know... excite you with it.
Good
God! Also, how exciting.
If you want to play Love It or Loathe It as well, Lads versus Lasses. We need one guy, one girl. You can call now if you want. 13 10 09. We'll do that as well.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topic. Today, it's my turn, Maddie and Crevo. There's only one rule: no fence sitting today. I want to get your thoughts on using spreadsheets.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
Some people find spreadsheets sexy.
Yeah, and they're not welcome on this show.
Well, some people really love a good spreadsheet.
13 10 09, if you've ever heard of or met someone who loves spreadsheets.
Well, if you think about it,
right? Oh, look, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Because Excel, like, it's big sweet. You know, they're not making it, you know, upgrading it every year for no reason. Just saying.
So, look, it's one of life's necessities. We do need spreadsheets. Do I love them? No.
Mm. Does anyone love them? No.
Why do you bring this up, Jay?
Oh, one there guy. Must be a loosely related news story.
No. One guy loves them, okay? So, this woman, though, is left stunned after her boyfriend sent her a spreadsheet of everything she owed him for their first romantic weekend away. Now, this is all because, right, she explained that her boyfriend and them had a chat and they insisted on paying halves on dates, which, because they basically earn the same sort of wage. They both earn relatively good money.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know what, let's be fair. We both earn decent salaries. We'll just go 50-50 on all dates. So he's taken it to the next level, created a spreadsheet and said, okay, you owe me half for this.
Wow. Look, I mean, interesting just story.
I can't believe he went through with it.
Wow.
Like, who does that?
How transactional.
You know what? I don't like it. I don't like the whole sharing costs things.
Yeah, you think the man should always pay, don't you?
I think initially you've got to be wooed. I don't think there's anything wrong with a bit of courting like the old days.
So, Jade, just a small thing here. Do you think maybe the love it or loathe it should have been making the man pay on the date?
Oh.
Maybe.
Making the man pay on the date.
3, 2, 1, go!
You love it, don't
love
you?
Love it, don't
of course.
You?
Oh, of course
it.
I love
you
it.
You don't love pay. You don't like paying for
but
anything.
But then I think you even things up, and then, like, once the romantic relationship's established, then you go...
Once,
like,
the courting's over,
yeah, then it's the like, woman I can pay. You pay, I pay, you pay. But that's just me. Yeah. I think, you
I know, agree, Jade. I agree. I do think you should... Like, I like to pay first.
Yeah.
The courting stage, but I'm courting nobody, so
you can court me.
You have to save all
no,
your
money. I'm not courting you, Jade.
Yeah, but we're friends, like, you can court a friend.
I've already got you.
Play the wrong sound effect. Will Maddie pay?
No,
very good, excellent.
Thanks, Jade.
Well, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. 13 10 09. We need one guy and one girl. We got $50 Inforno gift card for the winner. Right?
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, we had their brekkie the other morning. They dropped it off. Amazing.
Delish,
I like the
right?
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Quality sourdough.
Open 7 days a week for breakfast, by the way.
Perfect, perfect. Coming up for the weekend. So we need one guy, one girl. The Lasses have streamed ahead by 2 points. So already they're going to go into the weekend winners, but can we try and get one more point? Come on, guys.
No.
Let's do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
All right, gang, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Mm-hmm. The Lasses have streamed ahead this week. All I can say
by two, like, relax, Crevo.
No, we're screaming.
There must have been heaps of easy questions for the Lasses, whatever.
It's like, right, we're driving a boat week off Niagara Falls and we're just going for it. That's
that sounds
what it's like
a
right
real
now
disaster, so I hope that's not the case. But anyway, one guy and one girl up against each other, some questions. A $50 Inforno voucher is what's on offer to the winner, plus, of course, the illustrious gold star on our leaderboard.
All right, we are going to Andrew. He's 41, from Paxton. Owns an extra...
Are you ready? Try again. Excavation.
Excavation and landscaping business has his arms covered in tats, and he thinks his personality is his best quality. Sees himself stepping back off the tools in 5 years.
The dream, Andrew.
Hey, man.
The dream.
Hey, mate, so you'll be 47 when you retire? Is that the what you're planning, or...?
Oh, not retire, just stepping back from the tool so I don't bang my body up too much more.
Yeah, yeah, righto. Get into management.
So Andrew, does that mean you'll get the nice button-up shirt and the really nice ute and the business pants and you just drive around each site?
No, I don't think so. I'll probably be more on the tool still.
Oh, yeah, you can never give it up. All right, let's do this. $50 Inforno voucher to give away. Jade, question one, please.
All right. The company Seafolly is famous for making what? It is multiple choice. A, sea sponge ornaments. B, bikinis and swimwear, or C, flippers?
Oh, I just have to go with B. I'm going to guess that one.
Which one, Terry?
B is correct.
Correct. Yes, well done.
Very famous Aussie brand.
Yeah, I like their stuff. All right, question two. Harold's is a fictional cafe in which Aussie soap? Like a TV show.
Oh, I'd say
Neighbours. Oh, yeah. Wow, mate.
Yeah. Smashing it.
Two out of three. Oh, good job.
What's going on? All right, question three. Love Don't Cost a Thing is a song by which US recording artist?
No idea.
Ba-bang. J-Lo, Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, two out of three. Good job, Andrew. Hold the line for us.
He did well.
He did really well. Let's meet our lass this morning, guys. Her name is Belinda. She's from Windale, 59 years old. She's an artist specializing in oil paintings and landscapes. Oh. And if she could paint any celeb, it would be Jade Leader. Taylor Swift. Hello, Belinda. How cool. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Jade's really into oil paintings as well. She thinks she's a real art connoisseur.
Oh, look, I've only painted a couple.
did you hear Belinda there? All right, then.
I'm like every random that just walks into that Eckersley's store down the road.
Okay, let's do this for you, Belinda. You need three right to walk away with the win today. If you get two, we go to a draw. Question one. The Transit is a van made by which company?
Ford?
Yes, correct.
One on the board.
Question number two, multiple choice. Which of the following is not a real workwear brand? A, Bisley, B, Mongrel, or C, Tough Edge?
Oh, Tough Edge.
Correct. Yes! All right, this one for the win. If you get this wrong, we go to a coin toss. Here we go. Question number three, how many Fortnite games are there?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Games. There's a S there. So.
Two?
Yes!
Oh, oh
no, no, no. You win. No,
yes, that's a win. That's a win.
You grub.
In with the clues. That's
thanks,
dirty
guys.
Play.
You're welcome. Good.
Dirty play.
Winners, you've walked away with an Inforno voucher.
I was going to say, we can't that again.
Yeah, I agree, Jackson.
As the producer, I'm jumping in here. Jade, you can't help out the losses.
They do it all the time. The boys
are
all... Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Don't make me go back through the tapes.
You go back through the tapes, you won't find any evidence.
Yes, I will. Maddie always goes 5 seconds and gives them 10.
You will do anything to win. You need to chill out. It's Feel Good Friday, Jade. Like, man.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Makes the
world go. Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. And I am absolutely floored right now. So are you, Crevo. Jade, you just invited me out to a birthday breakfast tomorrow. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Yay.
I'm turning 31. Notice it wasn't like a big, long-winded countdown for the last 3 months like there is with you. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I did notice.
But you said, let's go out for breakfast tomorrow, Maddie. I'm going to take you to this cafe I go to. Let's not name them. But you dropped this one. I have to bring my own knife and fork to this particular cafe because they have really horrible knives and forks.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Me.
Who does that?
Well, I've told them. I gave them feedback. Oh. I like going to this cafe,
First of all, what's wrong with them? The knives and forks that are provided.
They don't cut through the sourdough and they only serve the scrambled eggs on toast on sourdough bread, okay?
So this sounds like a real luxurious place.
I always go for the scrambled eggs. Fun fact, everyone, life hack. If you're going out, you always ask for scrambled eggs, even if you're getting bacon and whatever else, because you always get more. Like, it's true.
You sound like that auntie that does coupons. You know, everyone
have
got
a coupon.
I've got a coupon.
But that's a fact.
I'm going here. I've got the coupon from the entertainment book.
They always give you more eggs when it's scrambled.
No. Let's get back to the main one.
But
why
that's the
are
thing,
you
right?
taking?
Because
these to a cafe. That is so
I go
weird,
there,
Jay.
They do great scrambled eggs on sourdough, and it's cheap. It's like I think $8 something. You get a decent amount. But the thing is, their knives and forks are so blunt. I've been there a couple of times and I can't cut through it. So I started to take my own knife and fork to this particular cafe. I gave them feedback.
It's
the
most absurd thing.
So here you are at this nice little cafe.
Yeah.
With your big handbag.
Yeah.
You're ruffling through to find a knife and fork.
Exactly. Because you know how I take baby wipes with me basically everywhere? I just baby wipe them down, wrap them in like one of the napkins on the table. I just pop them back in my bag.
All right, 13:10:09 this morning. Is Jade insane for taking her own knife and fork to a cafe to eat breakfast?
I don't think I'm the only person that does it.
Best caller wins a prize this morning. You are so the only person that's doing that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And 13:10:09 this morning, guys, we're asking you, is Jade insane for taking her own cutlery to the cafe?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Obviously you are. That is so weird, Jade.
I've never heard of this. Like, my first thought is, did you get this idea from somebody else?
No, I didn't. I just got sick and tired of not being able to cut my sourdough, because sourdough is such a tough bread. It gives me the shits. I'm just putting it out there.
I love it if a cafe owner is listening right now. Please call up and tell us what you think if you witnessed a customer doing that. Like, maybe it's normal. Maybe we're the weirdos, Crevo.
But I don't think so. I actually gave them feedback. I said, look, I love your scrambled eggs on sourdough, but you need new knives because they won't cut through the bread.
And what did they say?
I said, just letting you know. And she's like, oh, thanks, you know, as they always do. But the thing is, I said to Ben, because Ben was mortified, my husband, I said, well, the thing is, if you don't tell them, they're never going to know.
Jade, you're going for $8 eggs on toast. Do you think they really care?
Well,
probably
they should care. If you care about your business, you should take all feedback seriously.
Jackson, what do you think about this? Weird?
It's a little bit strange. It's like people that don't drink from the pub glasses take their own glasses. Have you ever heard people that do that?
No, I've never heard of that either.
I have a friend that does that, and it's actually so embarrassing when they whip it out at the table. You're like, just, it's clean. Like, it's been steam cleaned or something.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't care.
So we've got, I think weird. Crevo, you think weird. Jackson, you think it's weird. Maddie from the newsroom, do you think it's weird to bring your own cutlery to a cafe?
Yeah, it's
weird.
Weird.
You're on an island, Jade.
Oh, well.
Robbie, hey, how are you?
Good morning. How are we all?
Hey,
hello,
Robbie.
Robbie, what are your thoughts on this? Are you joining Jade or the majority of the team?
It's not weird at all.
Oh, Robbie, you are weird.
Thanks, Robbie.
It's not as if she's taken her own bloody sourdough or bread knife and cut it and asked them to toast it.
That is true.
Yeah, but don't you think that it's strange, Robbie?
To rock up.
It's like taking like a plate like from your house to McDonald's to put your burger on. Like, it just looks strange.
It's bizarre.
No, it doesn't. You're not strange at all, Jade.
Thank you, Robbie. I'm glad I have one supporter out there.
Robbie, get off your high horse.
No.
What do you need from Jade?
Robbie, question. When's, honestly, the last time you went to a cafe and took your own knife and fork? I'm going to guess never.
I don't get those luxuries.
Okay, so never.
Thank you, Robbie.
Oh,
thank you, darling.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for calling.
She's always there. You messaged her. I'm sure you did.
No, I swear I didn't.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you going?
Hey.
Do you reckon this is weird that Jade takes her own knife and fork to a cafe?
No, not at all.
What?
Yes.
Are
thank
you doing it too?
No, but I would if I found a place that I really love the food and
If I found a place I really love the food, then I'd be taking it so that I can fully enjoy my meal.
Yeah, thank you. I think I'm being really reasonable. It's not like I didn't tell the cafe that they have blunt knives. Like,
you told him.
I told them, and they didn't fix it. So I thought, well, stuff it. I'll bring my own.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I've been there, and I've actually asked them. I've said, have you got a steak knife? Because I can't get through this sourdough.
Yeah.
So you've had a similar experience.
Yes.
Wow. There you go.
Thank you, Sarah. Wow. See, guys, I'm not crazy.
Oh, I think you are. We still outweigh you and the callers.
Well,
4-3. Sorry, darling.
And both of those callers have never done it before. They just conceptually think it's okay.
No, well, you know what? Anyone out there who's been in the same predicament as me, they're now going to go out there and everyone's going to be taking their own cutlery.
Highly doubt it.
Feel Good News is up next, Jade.
Yes.
Feel Good Friday. So, Feel Good News.
I am pretty pumped up for today's Feel Good News. I have a story, obviously, about bears, but I also...
animal story.
Just one.
Tick. Ding. Oh. Will there be an animal story? Yes.
But there is also...
A non-animal
story too, which you're really going to enjoy.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's... Vibrations.
Look, this first story may make you cringe a little bit, but it's good. It's a good thing, okay?
Okay.
So they're saying you can go ahead and pee in the shower. Saving one toilet flush a day would save more than 1,100 gallons of water a year. In addition to saving water, you can also save on toilet paper. So this is huge. So...
Huge.
No, it is. So, okay, I'll just read you this part of the article, okay? Because it'll sort of blow your mind if you think about it. They're saying if you shower once per day, that's one less flush, which saves between 1.3 and 3.5 gallons of water per person per day. Most toilet tissue is made from virgin wood pulp. That means we're basically flushing forests down our drains every day. Combining pee time with shower time can also put a dent in your toilet paper consumption, which is great for the forests. And finally, for those of you who are concerned about how clean your urine actually is, there is good news. Pee contains a very low amount of bacteria, less, in fact, than what's normally lingering on your skin, and it's healthy bacteria. Plus, there's a near 100% chance you're washing your hands afterwards, since soaping up is pretty much the reason you're showering in the first place.
This is going way too far.
No, it's not.
Nah, screw that.
It's not. It's a good thing.
So, it's interesting you say this, because I was talking to the plumber when we were getting our bathroom done. And he's like, funny story. He goes, I get called out to places all the time. They're like, my shower stinks. My shower stinks. I'm like, you're peeing in your shower, aren't you? And they're like, they always deny it, but they always are.
That's funny. But I think it's fine. I'll be honest, I will sometimes pee in the shower. I don't every time. Sometimes I'll go to the toilet and that, but I have no problems peeing in the shower if it saves a flush. But also, the doctor told me once that if you pee on your feet, or actually I may have read it, if you pee on your feet in the shower, it actually helps like tinea, or if you have any like foot fungal infections.
This is all disgusting.
It sounds disgusting.
Can we cancel this bit?
No. Whatever, man. Everyone, just do some research and look into it, because it's a good thing.
Really bad joke coming at you right now. Yeah. Do you listen to Harry Styles' Golden whilst you're doing it? I'm so golden.
No, I don't.
No good.
Anyway, no judgment from me, folks.
Good to know.
Go for it.
Jay says do it.
Yep, I do. Also, there's thousands of trees and shrubs that will be planted across northern Spain to help feed 330 brown bears during the winter. This is great because a lot of bears at the moment are being forced out of hibernation early because of climate change, and the poor things don't have anything to eat.
Oh, isn't that? Yeah. Look, that is a feel-good story, Jay. Do you know what? When have you turned into such a greenie? I'm into it.
I've always...
You're all about the planet.
Oh, I've always been all about... Don't put me in the same bracket as the greenies. As a political party. But I do... I like the environment and I love my animals.
You big old greenie, look at you.
Oh. Yeah. But anyway, what I do love about that last story is that the EU is actually backing the Spanish government, and those 150,000 native trees and shrubs are getting planted right now.
Really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Pauline Hanson. Hello, Sarah Hanson-Young.
UFM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. UFM.
The Novo's Feel Good Friday.
Oh, we just got our coffees from the Happy Mobile Cafe. Carl came in, delivered him himself today. It was so good to see him. If you want to get a coffee van around to your house or your sporting event, happymobilecafe.com.au. And right now, we're bringing in Maddie's birthday pie.
Oh, thank you.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday, Matty. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. There we
wow,
go.
Great. Thank you.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's
guys,
speeded
thank
up.
You. That's you really well. Sweet.
Oh, you made a pie. So this
I don't
is,
want to blow over yeah, it blow. With COVID.
Well, you just
know?
Take the candles out and put them out if you want.
So what have you made, Crevo? You've homemade, Crevo, a birthday pie. For those who don't know, it's Maddie's birthday tomorrow. We may or may not see him. We don't know.
It depends if he goes to Sydney
or not. To Sydney
or not
to see his mum. So, yeah, we've...
It's an apple brioche frangipane.
Oh, yum. Yes.
With almonds.
We have to take a picture of that and put it on the Facebook page. Yeah. That's incredible.
Happy birthday,
you're a whiz. Happy birthday, Maddie.
Thanks, guys. You're very sweet.
Yeah,
thank you. Sorry, I'm trying not to burn Jackson with the candles.
I know you said no big parties on the show, but this is, I thought, a nice token, and you'll enjoy it, I think.
Oh, it looks amazing. La, la. Is that caramelized apple on top?
Yeah, so it has a strawberry glaze on top as well, so...
Get the knife and the plates.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Your lucky day.
Thank you, guys.
But just speaking of food, we want to know on 131009 if it's wrong or right to ask your neighbours to store food in their fridge.
How fitting.
Yeah.
So this is all because, Maddie, you haven't had a fridge for, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the thing is that I was kept telling you, you'd go out and you'd buy like hot chook and stuff for dinner and you'd just throw away all the food because you couldn't store it.
Yeah.
I said, Maddie, go knock on your next door neighbour's unit and just say, hey, I don't have a fridge. Is it okay if I can leave
absolutely
a couple of items in it?
You can't do that.
Most people, I know if my neighbour came to me and said, Jade, my fridge is broken. Can I just store a couple of things in here? I'd say, no worries, mate.
If
like,
you've been living
fine.
There for 10 years, maybe. But if it, Maddie, you live
apartment
in apartment
living, very different,
you're
Jade.
All strangers.
Yeah, well,
total
be neighbourly.
Strangers.
Be neighbourly.
I think one of my neighbours works for an opposition radio station as well. So, I mean, I don't really want to be giving any food to them.
Well, I think it's perfectly fine. So, on 131009, please back me up here. I think it's perfectly okay to ask your neighbour to have some food items in there because your fridge is broken.
You won't even let Uber Eats deliver your food because you don't trust it because it's a stranger.
What's that got to do with
well,
the
price?
Well,
it's same,
cheese?
Same, right?
No, it's not. It's different.
Stranger, stranger. Tomato, tomato.
No, not when you know your neighbours. Neighbours are different.
Okay, taking your calls.
Neighbours.
After this.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right or wrong, asking neighbours to store fridge food in the fridge. No, my mouth was full of cake, sorry.
That's okay.
He's the birthday boy.
He's a birthday boy.
Your excuse.
This is all because Maddie hasn't had a fridge for the last 2 weeks and you were, spending a bit on food. And then you just have to throw it away because you couldn't store it. And I said to you multiple times, just go tap on your next door neighbor's door and say, hey, I'm Maddie. Do you mind if I put a couple of things in your fridge because mine's broken?
Do you know what's so awkward? I feel like that would be so disrespectful because I ignore most people who live. I don't like the awkward neighbor chat, you know? And
I get
even more awkward asking them to put a hot chook in the fridge.
What's wrong with you?
Then you have to knock on their door to get it back, and then you have to have another conversation
about nothing. There's an issue to do that. Like, it's just called being nice and helping out your neighbor.
Awkward. Awkward and weird,
see,
I reckon.
I would have no problems doing it. I think it's perfectly okay. I think most people would. Please, on 13 10 09, would you allow someone to put?
When's the last time you asked your neighbour Jade to store some food or something for you?
Well, my fridge hasn't broken down, so But the thing is, I wouldn't have a problem. I used to go next door and ask my neighbour to use their gurney and different things.
Quite different. Quite different.
I got him to change a light bulb once for me.
Food is so personal. That's what I think.
They're not going to poison me.
That you know of.
Yeah, true.
Let's go to Gabby. Hey, Gab.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good. This is really weird, don't you think? Do you think it's odd to ask your neighbour to store food?
To be honest, it sounds funny, but I've had neighbours actually ask me before when it came to Christmas. They couldn't fit all of their, Christmas dinner in their fridge.
And do you have, a massive fridge or something?
I think that's normal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it depends whether or not you have, any kind of ever spoken to your neighbour before, otherwise it could be a bit odd, but even then.
Gabby, do you have one of those big chest freezers in your back shed or laundry?
No, I just have a regular fridge, but...
The audacity.
Traveling to my family for
If somebody said to me, knocked on my door, yeah, hey, do you mind if I can store my excess Christmas food in your fridge? I'd be like, no.
Were you on talking terms with that neighbour, though? You had a relationship, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was before Christmas, so they had this huge Christmas turkey they couldn't fit in there, and they knew I was going away for Christmas. So I didn't see it as an issue.
Very reasonable. I like that, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.
See, you two make me out to be some crazy kook, but I'm actually very sane.
Do you know what, Jade? To be honest, you would let your neighbours store their food in your fridge.
Oh, of course
you'd,
I would.
You'd charge them.
Yes, absolutely.
$5 per day for that shelf.
Well, let's be real.
Have the whole shelf to yourself.
We know I don't cook and my fridge is always empty, so I've got plenty of space.
True,
if anyone wants to rent some space from my fridge, give me a call.
Jade really wanted us to do this one as a segment. It really fired, didn't it?
Look,
it's weird.
It's not weird. You guys are weirdos.
Yeah. Okay. What's the gossip next?
That's right. Producer Jackson is coming in. What have we got coming up?
Really sad announcement from Chrissy Teigen.
Oh.
Also, too, Niall Horan's opened up about what he hated about being in One Direction.
Oh, look, you were only talking about him the other day, saying he's disappeared off the earth, and now there's a story.
Well, he must have heard. He's trying to make himself relevant again.
Cosmic coincidence.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we just stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Right, you want celebrity goss. Producer Jackson is your man. What have you got for us today?
Let's start with Chrissy Teigen because I love this woman on Twitter, right? So some of my favourite tweets from her when Patricia Arquette asked how people with two families, the dudes that are cheating on their wives, have a, how they're going in quarantine. She said she'll ask her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She said she has the reflexes of a sloth, so she'll die either way because she was asked what she'd do sleeping naked if there was a fire. Also, too, she wrote that she keeps a note in her pocket in case she's ever murdered, and it says,
what?
John did it just so her husband goes to jail and doesn't remarry.
God.
I love this girl on Twitter.
Bit much, really?
Yeah,
she's
well.
Goodbye,
my love.
She's quitting Twitter.
Oh, really? Yeah,
she's
13.8 million followers. She said, for over 10 years, you guys have been my world. I honestly owe you so much for the things that we've created together, but it's time to say goodbye because this no longer services me positively.
You know what? She should sell the sell her profile.
It's potentially what she's doing with all of these buying tweet situations.
Mm.
I have a feeling she's not just going to walk away, but I can't get through this without tearing
up.
Can
I please just confirm, she's not famous for anything other than being married to John Legend?
She's a supermodel or an ex-supermodel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jade's not convinced.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Someone once criticised her for being a bad role model for her daughter on Twitter. She replied, "My daughter isn't on social media, you dumb F. Go F yourself, F, 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 F."
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, good riddance, to be honest.
No.
You know what? Don't behave like that on social media.
Oh, it's hilarious. I think it's great.
I think she's pretty funny. I mean, yeah. But I mean, I don't know that much about anything else other than her tweets.
She's just a ray of light in such a dark, dark world.
She's also been trolled, apparently, online by QAnon supporters.
Yeah, because she was super outspoken about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She actually asked the President of the United States to unfollow her so she could throw more profanities out there. She said she couldn't do it in front of Joe Biden, which I think is funny. But, hold on.
Goodbye, my love.
Thank you.
Anyway.
James Blunt, we banned him from this station for a reason.
Good. At least it'll be a little bit more peaceful on Twitter for a while.
We will move on. Niall Horan's opened up. I was speaking about him the other day. He really just disappeared into the sand.
Yeah. So
he's opened up about the thing that really just hurt him during his time in One Direction, and that was the fact that people used to just not give him any peace and quiet.
I struggle with it. I have to be doing something all the time, and the thoughts of closing my curtains in my hotel room, madness to me. But I struggle with the idea, why won't you just let us out? We just want to go for a walk. You can't get inside the brain of a fan. Now I completely get it. Yeah. But at the time, you're like, you're our age, just let us out, we just want to walk down the street.
It's really sad to hear back, isn't it? Like, these people have no privacy. But do you know what comes in handy?
What?
This is what Niall Horan plays when he thinks of all the attention that he used to get.
Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my friend.
Oh. I always hate whinge that. And whine.
You know what? It's like those people that leave TV shows to go and have a successful music career, film career. Then they, you know, don't make it. And then they talk about the successful TV show. It's like, that's what you're successful for, man. It's what made you famous. It's what made you money. Don't whinge about it.
Mm.
Yeah, you're rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, they all got 10 plus million dollar payouts plus royalties.
Close the curtains.
Any news? Just, you know, any news?
Enjoy.
On a new single, Jackson?
No new music coming out.
No new music.
He's just
big surprise.
You know what's really funny too? He's in a fedora in this interview. I mean, mate, give it up. Give it up.
Oh, but the fedoras have gotten a bad rap on this show this week.
I
they really have. Hey, guys, news time with Maddie up next at New FM. Birthday Lotto is back as well before 8 o'clock. We're $350 today.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, big news around the place the last few days, and that is surrounding this the petition that's in place to change the name of the Golden Gay Time. Mm. There's a whole heap of people out there saying that, look, it's offensive, it's no longer relevant, that double entendre should end. It's such a hard one, but I think, wow, this is ridiculous,
right? Well, because
right?
you are a gay man.
Yeah.
So it's like from your perspective, being gay, you're okay with the Golden Gay Time.
Yeah, well, this petition, the guy is called Brian MC, has said it's outdated and it's time for the term gay to be removed. It's got 900 signatures. He says, as a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, I believe my sexual identity is owned by me, not a brand, and that the outdated meaning no longer applies. Isn't it time to change the name? I don't think this needs to be changed. This is cancelling gone too far. It's ridiculous.
It's a joke.
I'm not offended by that.
Yeah.
I'm really not. I know that's just me, but I'm not speaking for the entire gay community, but I'm saying, do you know what? That doesn't offend me, and I don't think it offends many people that I know. So,
you say that, but that might be just your circle. Like, what if there are people that are offended by it?
Well, then they're being precious.
Why not just change the name to, like, Fun Time?
No, because...
Golden Fun Time.
Because gay, originally, it still is, means happy. Gay means happy. It's in the dictionary.
And
you can have more than one meaning for a name. It's just like there's the sun in the sky and there's my son that I gave birth to. Doesn't matter, though. There's the sea with your eyes and going to the sea.
Different
for
spelling as well.
It doesn't matter about the spelling.
This comes after,
okay,
obviously.
There's a bat, animal bat.
This comes after, obviously, a whole heap of different food brands have had to change their names. So Redskins became Red Ripper, Chico's became Cheekies, and Coon Cheese became Cheer Cheese. Now, I get that, but Gay Time, I feel, just isn't on that level. I don't think it's causing anyone really any distress or grief.
It obviously is if they created a petition.
All right.
Why not just change it? It's easy.
Well, look, 13-09, is this cancel culture gone crazy? Or do you agree? Should we change the name of the Golden Gay Time? Taking your calls next on 13-10-09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Should we be renaming the Golden Gay Time? This is making waves online the past few days, and of course, there is a petition and a push to change the name of the Golden Gay Time because apparently some people are offended by the name. It's 2021. It's outdated. It's time to, you know, even things up. None necessary. I disagree totally with that, honestly.
I'm with you.
As a member of the gay community, I'm not offended in the slightest at the Golden Gay Time.
Now, I don't
ridiculous.
Know. I just think maybe you're not, but what about somebody else that is? Why not just change it? Simple. Everyone's still going to recognise if it's called a golden fun time.
Well, you don't own the word gay just because you're gay. Gay also means lighthearted and carefree.
Yeah, but it is known for what it's known for. So, like, that's... Just because a word has two meanings doesn't mean that you can get away with it.
Well, just because it has two meanings doesn't mean you can, like, just claim it solely for yourself either.
The company, of course, that makes the Golden Gay Time, Streets, responded and said that they've referenced and acknowledged the petition. The first Streets Gay Time was released in Australia during 1959 when the word gay had not been yet applied to gender preference at that time. The origin of the Gay Time name was and remains related to having a joyous or happy time and is meant to capture the pleasure that comes with enjoying an ice cream. And I think that's as simple
that's
as it needs
is.
To
like,
be.
Why do we have to overcomplicate things? Why has everyone got to have a cause for every little thing in their life? Like,
Jade,
get over it, mate.
And sometimes people get offended by stuff and it needs to change. That's all I'm saying. Just because you're not offended.
Can I just say that as a gay man, I'm totally cool with being compared to a delicious ice cream that all of Australia loves.
Me
like,
too.
That's fine by me.
They're a yummy ice cream.
All right, maybe I'm man on an island.
All right, let's go to the phones. Taylor, hey, what do you think?
Hey, I don't think we should change the name at all. I think that it is a bit of cancel culture. I don't see any negative connotations with it at all.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, as you said, there may be a group of people that do, but I feel like it's a minority at this stage.
Yeah.
And I agree, I don't think you should own the word gay just because that is like this gender.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And you know, people feel weird saying that, and this is kind of where, look...
You shouldn't be scared to be able to speak, share your own mind, your own opinions, but that's where it's getting to
I'm
these days.
I'm centre-left with my politics, right? And I know this probably does... It does have relevance because I think a lot of people get weirded out and, like, scared into saying what they actually think when it comes to stuff like this. Mm. And it's okay. Like, this is not offensive. It's totally inoffensive. And I think if you can't speak out and say what you think, geez, what a world we live in.
To that point, you should be able to speak out and say you reckon they should change the name.
You can say it, but if Streets do it, I'll be very disappointed. Let's go to Harrison.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Hey. What's your thoughts on this matter?
Well, let me just start off by saying I love being referred to as an ice cream.
I know.
But I also made a post about this morning on Facebook. I honestly feel like as a gay man, there has to be bigger issues out there to tackle other than changing the name of an ice cream.
Yeah. No. Do you know what, Harrison? That is a fantastic point. There is still so much to do in the, you know, the ongoing fight for equality. Mm. You know, people think just because, 100%. You know, marriage equality is now a reality and blah, blah, blah. There's so much more that needs to be done within our community. And I think, man, if we are really doing this over an ice cream, like, come on.
Mm. I feel like right now we're either trying to scratch the bottom of the barrel to try and find things to fight about, or we're putting off fighting about the bigger things because we're either too scared to tackle it or we don't have enough people behind it.
Oh, that's a
brilliant input.
That's
thank you, Harrison.
Point.
Thanks for listening to the show, Harrison.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Next is Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think it's a really slippery slope we're stepping on here. Like, where does it stop?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, Golden Gay time was around well and truly before the, you know, homosexual community was identified as gay.
Yeah.
And I think we're stepping on a very, very slippery slope here, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, where does it stop? And I mean, I think as a society,
when stuff isn't offensive on food products.
It's just ridiculous.
Coon cheese was named after the gentleman who owned the company.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Coon cheese because if I was a part of that family and it was my family's name and legacy, I'd be devastated. You know, like 100%. That, it wasn't born from any racist intentions. It was the family's name, like you said, Jason, and I think that was actually ridiculous.
You might offend someone.
No, but it is true. Like, where do you draw the line? Do you know what I mean? Like, come on, it's got to stop. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, we're going to Rocket. Hello.
Hey, Rocket.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, man. So what are your thoughts on this and the whole Golden Gay Time name change? Well,
I have a male partner and it doesn't bother us in the slightest. I'm with Jade on this one, you know. Look at it for what it was named after, you know what I mean? Like, this probably started a long, long time ago with the little volley cigarettes, you know what I mean? Cigarette of fag. Now they're called fags.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, let's take one more, guys. Thank you for your call, Rocket. Appreciate that.
Yep, thank you.
Let's go to Jai. Hey, Jai. Hello? Oh, no,
she's
gone.
That's all right.
There you go. It's an interesting one.
I'm the only person that needs to... Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it's not being wrong. You are right, Krivo.
You're allowed to have an opinion. Yeah. But, like, and I'm all for people having an opinion. And I love gay people. I love the gay golden time as well. But the thing is that I don't have a problem with people having opinion. But, like, it's just if my issue with it is if Streets goes ahead with it, You're catering to a minority again. Like, most people want it to stay the same. Like, maybe we need to create a petition to keep the name because it's just ridiculous.
So you say, like, see, then I hear things like, oh, catering to a minority and, like, again. Like, what's that in reference to?
We're talking about an ice cream, but I mean, one topic.
You know, it's. I think that look overall from all of the polls I've seen, like an overwhelming majority of people say
keep it,
keep the name. So we'll leave that at that.
Let's leave it there.
Birthday Lotto, $350. We're giving away right now, though. We gave away, what, $725 yesterday?
Yeah.
It went off. It was unbelievable. So this is where if you have a birthday, we pick a month at random. You're born in that month, you call on 13 10 09 to spin the birthday balls. Whose lucky month is it, Krivo?
It's December.
Oh. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krivo. It's my birthday.
Lotto. So yesterday we gave away $725. Do we have the big moment that we gave it away?
Yes, we do.
Because I love listening to this moment.
Here it is. Have a listen.
All right, here we go.
Balls, Jade. Wishing you luck.
Here it comes.
I have ball 11. Were you born the 11th?
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner. Yeah.
Do you think we overreact sometimes? I think we do.
It's so exciting because we don't know what date the birthday of the listener. It's all a surprise to everyone when we win.
All right, it's time to meet Nick. He's from Raymond Terrace, getting married in 43 days and wants some money towards that. And now I've read here you've had Botox in your throat. What's going on there?
When I was 17, I had a really bad car accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
Following that, one of my vocal cords don't work.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
So they put the Botox in the vocal cord so it would swell to cover half the throat.
Wow, that's so interesting. Do you still need to get it done or does it stay in there?
I mean, it's a trial surgery I had in 2013.
Mm. Yeah.
The longest at that stage was a gentleman that had lived for 10 years following it. I'm at 8 years now and it's going well.
How good is that?
Fantastic.
What a great use of Botox. Hey?
That's really cool. So
it was interesting to learn that, you know, when you think of Botox, you don't really imagine it going in your throat.
Absolutely. No, that's so cool.
It was interesting to learn about.
So very cool. Is your life... Are you going to have a long life, or
Jade? It's just the other guy passed away, and they didn't know how long it would last.
Well, I was worried that he was going to die.
Yeah, he passed away due to, like, obviously old age. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was just going to say, let's just
study. They didn't have anyone that ever had it for a little longer.
Right.
What a question. It doesn't kill you or anything.
What a question to ask a listener. So, are you going to die soon?
Well, I didn't know. I was just going to give him the cash because I just thought
you can't do that. That's not how this works.
Nick's like, yeah, I'm dying tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You better give it to me.
Sorry, man.
Jade, you cracked me up.
I'm glad that you're okay. That's the main thing.
Yeah, me too.
Nick, I've pulled out the 11th.
No,
what a disappointment. What a kick in the balls.
Thank you very much,
guys. Sorry, Nick. Thank you.
Nick, do you have kids?
I do. I have a 14-month-old baby.
Oh, look, lovely. I don't know if they'll like it, but we're going to send you along to Hunter Valley Mega Creatures, okay? Family pass.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man, for putting up with us.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Sorry, Maddie, I didn't mean to cut your news off right there. What did you need to get out?
Look, it was just the weather.
Okay, you can do it now.
All right, look, we've got... should I play the music or do we just want me to give it to... just give it to you.
Just give it to me, Maddie.
We've got mostly clear conditions. We're looking for tops of 24 on the coast and 25 in the valley, with similar conditions again tomorrow and pretty much the same throughout the weekend. Right now, it's 16 degrees in Newcastle and 15 further inland.
Is that like a tagline? Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you want it?
No, I'm joking. Do you know what, though? The weather, so much better.
Oh,
I'm
isn't
so
it
glad.
Just...
It's beautiful out there.
I might go to the beach today, get some sunshine.
And actually, I just want to talk about a story on your news, Maddie, right there. Three new skate parks are about to hit the Hunter. Oh, my God.
Exciting.
Are you a skater? Are you?
I'm being sarcastic.
Why would you? You know what?
We got Morissette, Windale, and where else?
Crouch Bay.
There's a lot of really good skaters in Newcastle. I went to that indoor skate park last Friday for a birthday party. And I think it's called Parkleys or somewhere. It's out at Cardiff anyway.
I want
to go to that place because I've recently started roller skating.
Oh, you should. It's amazing. So it's for adults and children. It's a really safe space. So the kids aren't allowed in there if they're disrespectful. Like, it's a really, like, you can't, you know, tease or laugh at anyone. It's a very positive environment. And, there was, like, adults there because they sponsor, obviously, skaters there, like, whether you're scooters, skateboards, whatever. And Maddie, they actually run training sessions for kids. I think it's 180.
Why are you saying this to Maddie? She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
If there's too many children there, I don't want to go.
But what I'm saying is they're sponsored skaters, like, meaning, like, there's adults there who are sponsored, who go there, like, you know, my age, your age.
There's all training for... Maddie, if you're able to, like, reverse your aging process back to a kid, you
matter.
Can get training.
You know, I don't know if you have to get blue card and stuff like
this
that.
This chat's really boring, guys.
No, but a lot of parents will love this. Like, if your kids are into skating, you can take them there and go watch. You can leave them there
What's it called, Jade?
Hold on. We'll have to quickly Google it.
No, it's all good. Look it up. Right, skate park,
next
Newcastle.
Next thing, we're moving along.
No, Cardiff.
Now.
Cardiff, yeah.
We're moving along. All right, you guys would have seen the news about this giant container ship that's jammed in the Suez Canal.
Interesting shape as well.
Well, yeah, it is huge, right, this thing. It's called Ever Given, and basically it's stuck across the whole canal. That canal is one of the main ways that all the ships get around the world with their cargo, and they can't get through. It's literally blocking the whole thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Suez Canal, so important, right?
Suez
Canal.
One of the main shipping lanes.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a big highway for ships.
Wow.
Now it's fully blocked. They're saying it could be stuck for weeks.
Oof. So there's COVID-19 vaccines on board some of these ships, right?
Yeah, it's basically a big traffic jam of container ships now that are building up behind
that. That captain is going to get fired.
There's a lot of trouble, right? It's causing.
Not good.
What I thought we could do, 13 10 09, have you been the cause of a traffic jam? Like, did your car crash or did you get stuck, broken down, that sort of vibe?
Awkward feeling, I'd imagine. This is one of the many things or many benefits about not driving. You never have to feel these feelings.
Oh, your day will come.
Yeah. We'd love to hear your stories. 13 10 09, were you the cause of a traffic jam? How much delay did you cause?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What we're asking you this morning is, when did you cause the traffic jam, guys? Because this ship causing massive problems.
Yeah, they're literally saying it could be weeks to get out. They've got like all these excavators on the side of the canal trying to dig around it and stuff. Jeez. But it's just absolute chaos and it's caused a huge shipping traffic jam.
Yeah, so you said this was in the Suez Canal.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the main shipping like highways to get goods. Basically, it's a shortcut across, so you don't have to go around South America.
So if you imagine all those cruise ships that come in and out of our ports here carrying coal, that's the traffic jam over there.
Exactly. Major problem.
I have a question for producer Jackson, just real quick, because your husband works on like ships and cruising and all that sort of stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
What would happen, because there's big responsibilities for captains, what would be happening right now?
I work in radio. No, I think there's big law. Like, you can go to jail if you are, like, responsible and you break, like, codes and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. I don't know what the reason is that the ship is jammed. Also, I want to make a correction because I just, in my mind, mixed up the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal. Suez Canal's through Egypt.
All right. There you go.
Anyway, small thing. Okay. It's about the traffic jams.
He's in big
Liz,
trouble.
Traffic jams, what happened? Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Lizzie.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what happens with the traffic jam?
I was coming home from Yolanda, Umina.
Yeah.
With a caravan on the back with my daughter in the car.
Yeah.
And I went under a bridge that didn't cater for the height of my van, and I made it a convertible.
Oh, no. You took the whole...
Liz.
The whole lid off the caravan.
Yep, the whole lot of it. And I was stuck. I couldn't reverse. I couldn't do anything.
So, question.
How
can you fix something like that, or is it total write-off?
It was a total write-off.
Oh,
And how long were you stuck there?
Not long. Probably 15, 20 minutes, because some kind man jumped out of his car because I couldn't reverse it. Oh. And he helped me reverse it and get it off the road. Oh.
That's nice.
What was the line of cars like behind you built up?
On my side, it wasn't too bad. But the other side, where because of the bridge, they were all coming over.
Oh, dear.
And that lineup was pretty big.
You're lucky that when you went under and the roof of the caravan came off, that there was no one tailgating you or close enough to crash.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely.
Jeez, it was everyone's lucky day.
You know what, though, Liz? Like, caravans are like a boat. Like, you save up so much money and, you know, it's such an extra in life. Well, how devastating. Did you replace it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
That's all that matters.
All right, let's always get insurance, everyone.
Thank you very much.
For sure. It's time to meet our next caller. Karina, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hey.
Excellent. Did you cause the traffic jam? What happened?
I sure did. It was early morning. I was in my pajamas and I needed some hair dye. I knew I needed petrol, but I thought that I'd make it.
Can I guess? So are you a blonde?
I am. I headed up onto Beaumont Street and I got myself some hair dye and I quickly got back to the car and I got in and I got to the end at the traffic light. I ran out of petrol. It was about 9:15 in the morning. I banked the traffic all the way back through Beaumont Street. The train gate kept going up and down.
Oh, my God.
It was so embarrassing. Two men had to push me off the road and then... I was ringing my mother back at Curry, saying, "Mummy, you need to come down here. I can't walk to the service station in my pajamas."
Oh, no.
Oh, Karina, one of life's great stories right there. So how long were you there, like, causing it for? Like, over 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Well over that, because I just sat in the car. I knew there was nothing I could do, so I just sat there.
You know what? The violence would have ensued very soon after, I think. Like, you know what? Look, we all know what Beaumont Street's like. Cause you're right. It backs up, like, very easily.
Very easily. So,
it doesn't take much. Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny when I did get saved, because two guys pulled up beside me and they were looking at them, and I shrugged my shoulders and they got out, and I'm like, something's wrong with my car. I didn't want to say I was out of petrol, and I had no power steering. And he's like, "You've got no petrol, love."
Oh, Karina, 10 out of 10 story. Bottle of wine for you for that one.
Yeah, that's just so gold. Good. Far out. Well, guys, I'm doing a little bit of recruitment. Didn't think I'd ever sort of get the notches on my resume for HR, but it appears that's what I'm sort of doing at the moment.
Oh, new
bit of recruitment.
New business venture for Jade.
Well, possibly. Who knows? But so far my success rate may be 95%. Because I'm recruiting people.
Jade went to the optometrist the other day, and she got her pickleball. She got the optometrist to come to pickleball.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
That is so random and weird.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
You're doing some recruitment.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, I can add HR manager to the list.
God help us.
Of all the jobs
you've
done.
Because I have managed to coax two people to pickleball this week. It started with my optometrist.
So for those that don't know, tell us what pickleball is.
Oh, okay, yes. I've got to stop assuming. So pickleball, everyone, is basically tennis and ping pong played on a badminton-sized court. It is a lot of fun.
It's not. The elderly love it.
Oh, they do not.
Crevo and Jade are keen players.
We love the game and very passionate about it. You know, it may not be like the greatest player, but I love it. And so I was at the optometrist and we got talking about things, and I was saying, because I had to go there because I had to get a letter to say I need to wear my glasses on the hockey field when the season starts. And then we got talking about sport, and I said, "Oh yeah, I also play pickleball on Wednesday nights."
What's pickleball?
Yeah. And then
you give him the spiel.
And then I gave him the spiel and I converted him. It was amazing. He couldn't come this week because he gets Wednesdays and Thursdays off. And I said, "Mate, you need to come next week." So he's like, "Oh, okay. And he seemed keen, but you know when there's too much time between chats,
yeah.
I think he'll think that the window's gone. So I've decided I'm going to call in to the shop, or I might
only me.
Well, I thought, you know
only
what?
Me, Jade, again, sometimes, you're a non-paying customer.
Sometimes you just need to, like, encourage someone. So I thought, if I'm going that way, I'll stop in. But if not, I thought I'll call the store. I'll ask to speak to him and say, "Hey, Jade, mate, come along tonight. We're playing at 7. Like, we'll have some fun."
You on some sort of, like, commission system with this?
Not at all.
I mean, you're really desperate for your optometrist to come and play pickleball. It's a bit much,
really.
No.
You know why? Mm. Because he's moved to the area. He does play volleyball. But the thing is,
that's not enough sports for him, in your opinion?
No, but he was telling me about other sports he likes to play. He has a tennis background. I said, "Well, you're going to love pickleball then." But anyway,
it gets more boring every time we talk about it.
No, it doesn't. It's fun.
It really does.
So I know it might seem a little crazy, but I'm going to give him a call and make sure he comes along. And also, one of the receptionists at the gym, I've managed to coax. They said that they can't come till the uni break.
Oh, that sounds like I'm putting it off for ages because I don't.
Yeah, but I don't forget. That's the thing.
With
so,
a couple of 25 to 35 year olds now in the mix, you've raised lowered the median age down to 81, which is great news, guys.
No, you'd be great surprised, news. Maddie. We've got a lot of younger people at our club now.
More young people joining, but Jade, here's what I will say: you've got now an opportunity to be a freelance headhunter.
Like, I recruiter. Guess so.
Now you've done it. Now you've got the experience on the resume.
Yep.
New business. Jade's recruiting.
Yeah.
Launching soon.
Come on, Maddie.
If you need some people to work for you, Jade will sort you out.
Well, it's all based on vibe, you know.
Vibe but and commission.
I don't think you'll think I'm a stalker because...
You saying vibe sounds like my grandma saying vibe. Like, it's just wrong.
What do you mean?
I'm a hip young person that plays pickleball.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
I say vibe. Cowabunga, dude.
Oh, is it? People are still saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, guys. Look, good job, Jade. I mean, I hope you get something for
well,
it.
Well, I don't think it's weird. I'm going to call him and get him along.
It is weird that you're going back into his work. That is way too
yeah,
much.
Phone.
And I wouldn't appreciate that.
When I said that out loud before, I thought it dawned on me. But picking up the phone and saying, hey, mate, like, come along, make some new friends and enjoy the game, I think it's okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. I love Fridays because it is Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. Jackson, 105 commercial freeze on the way.
California Girls, Katy Perry.
What?
Coming up. Yeah, I like that. I also love Amy Shark.
Yeah, I mean, a way to kill vibe, Amy Sharp.
No, this isn't a vibe kill.
No, it's beautiful.
But I've, like, listened to this, right? I know Keith Urban's on it, but, I mean, he's barely
even
in this
track. Do you think she saves it?
I love Amy Sharp, but no, he just doesn't exist really on it. He's, like, very in the background.
Do you think that she couldn't afford to have him on the full track, so he's just provided some backing vocals?
No, I just think it sucks when you get old. Poor Keithy. Demi Lovato as well, with Sam Fisher.
Excellent. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. All Feel Good Friday, guys.
Yo.
And now, Jade, you're a big fan of art, yeah? You own, like, a few expensive, valuable pieces in gold frames.
Oh, yeah.
You gave me a bit of a tour of it yesterday.
Yeah,
your
I did.
Your house
I
is
did.
Filled with it, right?
Oh, so, you went into a house yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. No.
Maddie, you like art as well, yeah?
No.
Not so much?
Not so much. I mean, I do, but, I mean, I'm not going to an art gallery.
Yeah, right.
I'm going out to Morpeth on the weekends.
Oh, I love it.
That's
I love
Jade's
art.
Favourite thing
love
to
art.
Do, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a bit art next, but this is a way that you could actually make a heap of cash because digital art is this new thing that's happening. Some of these digital pictures, literally like a JPEG that you might attach to an email, are selling for millions of dollars.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is one of the craziest things that's happening in our world right now.
Details next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You might be thinking, what the hell is Crevo on about, right? I'm going to tell you, say three words. Well, one of them's hyphenated. It's non-fungible tokens. Now, you might have never heard of this.
I haven't.
But get used to it because it's something that's going to stick around. So essentially what it is you guys have heard of, like, Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, digital currency. They use a special, like, encryption system so everyone can keep track of everyone's money, right? This is like that but for the art world. And what people are doing is selling pieces of digital art for real money. This is not just something like 10-year-old kids are doing in their shed or whatever. This is like actual real money. So as an example, you guys would have heard of the musician Flume.
Yeah.
Like Aussie artist.
Yep.
He has sold...
Holy has my heart.
You're a bit of a fan of him, right?
I love him.
Also his music.
Yeah.
So he has sold 30 seconds of video with original music.
Yeah.
For $66,000.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? That's
now,
a lot of money.
It's just a little video clip of some music. It sounds insane, right?
It is insane.
But that's not where it stops because things get even crazier. Now, the CEO of Twitter, his name is Jack Dorsey, he has the original first ever tweet. Now, you can have a look at this tweet online, but to own the actual asset, he's just sold it for $2.9 million.
That's ridiculous.
What are you doing with that? What is the point of owning that?
Well, it's like a piece
like
of art.
Yeah, like it's a thing. Like so, it's the first ever tweet. It'll always have a value.
I don't understand though, but like what are you... So it's digital, so I just have it on a hard drive just sitting there? Like
It's on what's called like the blockchain, which is like this... it's like a digital ledger. that everyone can access in a way. So they know it will ever, forever be your property if you buy it, right?
But everyone can still see it if they went to his Twitter page and scrolled down.
But they don't own that piece of property.
But it's like owning, no, but it's like owning a house or a piece of art, Jade. Like, people can look at it, but it doesn't mean that they own it.
What a waste of money. You've got to be off your head to want to buy that.
It seems crazy, and I totally agree that it is, but it's happening. Like, and if you think about it on one level, everyone's money now is just numbers on a bank account.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all of this stuff is actually just in our head. Right? So, and it gets even crazier than that. So,
oh, the world's gone topsy-turvy.
A digital rendering of a house.
Yeah.
Right? So that's just like you can imagine like a 3D plan of a house has just sold for $500,000.
Jeez.
I'm just in shock. What? So is that meant to be art too?
That's art as well. And then we'll wrap this up with the final piece, which is a piece of art by someone called Mike Winkleman. His art name, or his artist name is Beeple, and he just sold a piece of art or non-fungible token for $69 million through the auction house Christie's. Now, they're like the
number
premier,
one, right?
Yeah, the number one auction house in the world, $69 million. This is actually the third most expensive auction sale for a living artist.
It's insane.
So
wow.
People are spending real money, tens of millions of dollars.
Jeez.
Digital art is a thing.
It's just stupid because I guess you'd want to have a TV mounted on your wall or one of those digital photo frames that I have at home.
From Kmart, well, $6.99.
And just put it on a USB and have it always on in your home because, I just don't see, unless you get to see it and enjoy it, just having it stored.
It's more an asset, though.
That's the thing.
It's not so much for I want to look at it. It's a financial asset.
You can have it exactly the same on a TV at your home, but you don't own the original.
Oh, how stupid.
I totally agree. It's insane.
It's just like me owning a Star in the Sky. I bought Star E2936. Everyone can see it, but I own it.
It is the same in a way.
Or that piece of land that you have that made you a countess.
That's right, the 1 square foot in Scotland.
Yeah, but...
Pointless.
No. I'm actually Lady Jade.
Trust so you to,
I
like,
can change
think
that legally on everything.
Trust you to think that's a legitimate way to spend your money, but, you know, this sort of thing, absolutely not. You're crazy. Crazy.
I mean, I know this is a crazy thing. We don't really talk about this sort of stuff. I don't think my brain's
comprehending this. It just doesn't seem real.
It's Friday, guys. Hey, do you know what I can comprehend? Free money. $350 up for grabs. Birthday lotto. This is where we pick up month at random. We spin the birthday balls, and if your birthday comes out, you win the money, Crevo.
We're after October.
Okay, the lines are open. Friday edition of Birthday Lotto up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, yes, indeed. $350 to give away. We gave away $725 yesterday to David.
All right, here we go.
Balls, Jade. Wishing you luck.
Here it comes.
I have ball 11. We bowled the 11th. Oh.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right, let's see if we can make it happen for Tash. She's a merchandiser. She shares a birthday with her son. She had to cancel a cruise because of COVID and she really wants to get back on the ocean. Oh, Tash, you poor thing. How's it feel having to share your birthday with somebody else? Like, I know it's your son, but does it bother you?
No, I actually really love it.
Aww.
At the time, not so much.
Yeah.
13 years later, it's quite enjoyable.
You can celebrate.
You'll never forget my birthday.
Well, that is true.
So you love a cruise, Tash? How many cruises have you been on?
Unfortunately, one.
Only one?
Yes. It was supposed to be number two last December, but...
Look.
Is that a plane flying over you?
No, that was a cruise boat sound effect that I just pressed. I love it.
You're getting buzzed by a jet.
Hey, Tash, we want to give you this money right now. Jade's spinning the birthday
right,
elsewhere.
Here we go.
All
right, here we go. I've pulled out the 3rd of October.
No, 28th.
Oh, no good.
Hey, Tash, thanks for listening.
Thanks
and
for hanging out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Birthday Lotto up to $375 tomorrow. Monday, guys,
Monday.
Right?
Monday.
Yeah. 4-day week next week, which is always good.
Get excited,
good.
Times everyone.
Two.
We deserve that. It.
No? What are you up to this weekend? Anything special?
No. Not really. I'm just planning on enjoying myself.
Busy.
I know I'm working Sunday. Ben's working tomorrow. So I'm going to use tomorrow as a study day. I'm going to be a bit boring, be that person. And take you out to brekkie if you decide to stay in Newcastle because it's Maddie's birthday tomorrow.
Bring
everyone.
Your own knife and fork.
Oh, my God.
You're off
if
to
you
the
do
cafe
that in
with...
front of me, I will die.
You're off to the cafe with blunt knives.
What about you, Crevo? Going to Sydney?
Maybe on Sunday, but I'm not sure at this point.
Are you just trying to weasel out of me asking you for a lift?
No, I'll give you a lift 100%. I don't mind, man. Always welcome.
Guys, big thing on Sunday. We will be live at the Knights versus West Tigers game at McDonough Jones Stadium. I'm hosting that.
That'll be great. What time's that kickoff?
It's between 2 and 4 p.m. A couple of Knights players on the air with me, which such hard work. Mm. I mean,
you're going to love it.
Do you guys want to come along? I'm surprised you're saying no to a footballer, Jade. Interviewing a footballer, that is.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say to that.
Are you surprised by me?
No.
I like my favourite footballers, but to be honest, a lot of the new up-and-comers are sort of around now. Like, I liked the old days of Billy Slater, Anthony Minicello, and all, you know, the old-school players.
Oh, well, there we go. Jackson, hello. 105, commercial free.
Yeah.
Kicking off next.
Going to do some Gaga, who revealed a very interesting fact about this song the other day.
What?
That it's not censored by any radio station and she swears throughout the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This? When?
Yes.
New FM's usually really on the censorship.
She says
swearing.
A radio station in LA was the only one that picked up on the naughty little words in there.
Oh, I'm going to read.
Do a little bit of a Google. In Excess.
Oh, brilliant.
As well, yes. And I feel like this is up your alley, Maddie.
Carly Rae. An ex once sung this to me.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Is that why they're an ex? Because it would be for me.
What's with you and getting guys that like to sing to you?
There's a bit of a thing.
Aware that happens.
You seem to pick them up
every
time.
They're always grabbing a guitar.
What, singers?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why. Maybe I attract it.
Yeah, or maybe you're attracted to it.
I do find a singer sexy.
There you go.
Yeah. Really, like, really into singers.
A lot of up-and-coming musical folk look like they don't shower.
Oh, Jackson, no, they don't. What are you into, Greasy Mechanics?
No, like manly men. But, like, you look at Gaga when she first started, going back to Gaga.
Mm. Yeah.
Playing IKEA parking lots. She looked like a hot mess.
non-showerer back then.
2008. She looked like she had BO. She needs some Lady Nivea.
Real bad fake tans as well.
Yeah, she did her best.
Enjoy the weekend, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.